We welcome you to our Sunday program and particularly to the ministry of the word. A moment to listen, study, and open our hearts in order that the Lord may begin to do a number of things in transforming our lives and in shaping us into his likeness. Again, welcome as we study the word of God together on this special Sunday morning. And we will be looking today, sharing with you on a life operating under blessings. A life operating under blessings. Because a person's life can operate under a curse. A person's life can also operate under blessings. But a person may not be cursed, but he may equally not be operating under blessings. Let us open our Bible to the first place in the Bible where the word blessings or bless was mentioned, so that we may actually know what does it mean to operate under blessings. A life operating under blessings. And we strongly believe that the purpose for which we are sharing this message is to help the children of God to plug in to God and be open so that what God ordained for them from the foundation of the world may become their portion. Because not many of God's children are tapping that which God ordained for them. Because blessing is the favor of God bestowed upon a man, the presence of God, God singles out a person and bestows his favor upon that person for promotion, for excellence, and for taking the person to great heights. A life operating under blessings. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. It talks about after God had created man. Verse 27 says, so God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then in verse 28, it says, God blessed them and said, be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So man created in the image of God. If they were to ask you, what is the difference between a man and an animal? In spite of the fact that the lion is very strong, I don't believe that anybody would want to be called a lion. And there are so many beautiful animals. And I don't believe that anybody would want to be named an animal. Because an animal was not created. The distinction between man and an animal is that an animal was not created in the image of God. We're created in the image of God, in the beauty of God. We're created to resemble God. Man was created to resemble God. Not only that, man is the one creature that was blessed. God bless him. And what does blessing actually mean? God bless him and said, this is the impact of blessing. Blessing brings fruitfulness. God bless him and said, be fruitful. So when a man is operating under blessing, he is fruitful. Increase in number. When a man is operating under blessing, he is not barren. He is fruitful. Then he multiplies. He increases in number. So the Bible says, God said, be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth. instead of disappearing to extinction, man was blessed in order to be fruitful, and blessing means being transformed to be fruitful, fruitful in every area of your life, fruitful professionally, fruitful spiritually, fruitful emotionally, fruitful in business, and fruitful in every other area of your life. And that's what operating under blessing is all about. Transform to be fruitful. Transform to multiply, to increase in number, and then transform to fill. Spread and spread and spread, and then transform to operate under authority, to be in authority, to rule. Fill the earth, subdue it. So that instead of being subdued, you subdue. That's a life of blessings. Rule. Instead of being ruled, you rule. So blessing transforms a person into a fruitful person. Blessing transforms a person into a person. Whatever he starts, will grow and grow. Blessing transforms a person into a person who will... exercise authority, who will subdue, who will rule, and a person is never the same when he's operating under blessings. So blessing talks about the favor, the presence, the power of God resting upon a person for distinction. The favor of God resting over on a person in order that the person may become different, the person may become distinct in what he is doing. He is fruitful, he is increasing, he is controlling. Instead of being controlled, he is spreading and spreading instead of disappearing. And when man committed sin, even after the flood, God again did something in Genesis chapter 9. In Genesis chapter 9, from verse 1 to 3. Then God blessed Noah. Get it again. God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, be fruitful. That's blessings. A proclamation that leads to impact, and the impact was be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth, and the fear and dread of you will fall upon all the beasts of the earth. The fear, instead of being afraid, a person blessed is the person that is feared. The fear and dread of you. The fear and dread of you will fall upon all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air. That's what the life of blessing is. Fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, subdue. We are called to operate under the life of blessings. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You may not be operating under a curse. You may just be in a neutral where you have not tapped into the blessings of God. You have not entered into your inheritance. Let's go to where God again extended the blessings, because blessing is with a purpose, into the life of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12. We have said that blessing means the favor of God is resting upon a man. The presence of God is resting upon a man. It is evident that God is with a person. And when God is with that person, things begin to happen in his life. The presence of God, the favor of God, the power of God, the evidence of divine intervention always in his life is the life of the evidence that a man is operating under the blessings of God. The book of Genesis, chapter 12. Verse 2 and 3. Let's actually start from verse 1. The Lord has said to Abraham, leave your country, leave your people, leave your father's house, and go to the land I will show you. Leave and go. And if you do that, and I will make you into a great nation. That's what blessing is. It is called to be made great. Invited to be made great. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. And I will make your name great. That's what blessing is. Making your name great. And you will be a blessing. So that you are not only blessed, but you are transformed in order to bless many others. Blessed and transformed to bless many others. The overflow of God's blessings, transforming you into such a generous person so that multitude of people are blessed through you. The Lord said, I will bless you and I will make you into a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse those who curse you. And all the people on earth will be blessed through you. Just imagine the blessing of God resting upon a person so that every human being on earth blessed through him. The Lord blesses a person and transforms you into a blessing. Abraham was to be blessed. His descendants were to be blessed. And others were to be blessed. Oh, what a generous God. That God deposits favor upon a person so that the person now becomes the distributor of God's favor. And that's what the gospel does. We come to the Lord, transformed by the Lord, and then the Lord sends us out to carry the same blessing to others. Changed by God and released as agent of changes, imparting the life of people so that what God has done in our lives, he releases us to do the same in the lives of others. Abraham was to be blessed. His descendants were to be blessed. And then not only that, every person on earth blessed through him. What a rich and what a generous God. It is the blessings of the Lord that promote. The blessings of God transforms a person so that that person becomes a giver of blessings. That person becomes a giver of blessings. We are called into the family of God in order to be people who are releasing blessings, releasing blessings, releasing blessings. Let's look at examples of blessings in the Bible again. Let's look at some examples of blessings in the Bible. Let's start from Genesis again, chapter 30. We are trying to define what is blessing so that a child of God, someone can lay hold, because God did not create you to begin to operate under a curse, to have a life that is blocked. God created you and God blessed you. But there's something that comes in to snatch away the blessing. If only man may know that God deposited his blessing, his favor upon him, then he will try to do everything so that the enemy of blessings may never be part of his life. For the enemy of blessing is sin. God blesses, but something comes in order to ruin the blessings of God upon the life of a man. Genesis chapter 30, verse 27 up till verse 30. This is Jacob. We are talking about the evidence of the blessings of God upon a man called Jacob to know what blessing is. Jacob was employed by the uncle called Laban to take care of his animal. And when Jacob told him, "I want to go away," just imagine that you are working somewhere, in a company somewhere, an organization somewhere. There are some people, if they say they want to go away, everybody will be excited. Everybody will say, "Thank God, this troublemaker, this person was always bringing losses to us, is going away." But listen to Jacob. When Jacob says, "I want to go away," Jacob wanted to resign. But Laban said to him, "If I have found favor in your eyes, please stay. I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Laban was telling Jacob, "If I have found favor in your eyes, don't resign from this job, because I have gone to my own God and I have learned by divination that God has blessed me because of you." Laban knew that if you take away Jacob, his blessing will disappear. Jacob carried the presence of God, and the presence of God brings blessing. Jacob was plucked in to the Abraham we're talking about. Jacob, the descendant of Abraham. God had promised that not only will Abraham be blessed, but his descendants were going to be blessed. And here, Laban is talking about it. "The Lord has blessed me because of you." Do you carry the blessings of God? Do you carry blessing with you? Can people at your place of work, can people in that, can someone, wherever you go, say, "I know that if it is because of you that I am blessed"? Will people beg you at your place of work that, "Please stay, because we know if you go away from here, blessing will go away"? When a man is plugged into God, he carries the blessings of God, and people will know that it is because of him that they are favored. Laban said, "The Lord has blessed me because of you. The Lord has blessed me because of you." He added, "Name your wages and I will pay them." Just imagine that you are working in an organization and you are about to resign, and then they hold a board meeting and say, "Name whatever salary we want and we will pay you." That is what was happening here. It was Jacob deciding to decide how much he will be paid, because the labor knew, take away Jacob, his blessing will disappear. Are you a source of blessing at your place of work? Are you a source of blessings in your marriage? Are you a source of blessing to your parents? Are you a source of blessing in your family? And that source of blessing is because a person carries God. But listen to Jacob. Jacob said to him, "You know how I have worked for you." Blessing does not mean passivity. He said, "I have worked for you. You know how I have worked for you." Even if a person is blessed and a person is lazy, he will produce nothing, because laziness is like a curse. Laziness always brings poverty, whether spiritual poverty, whether material poverty, whether emotional poverty, whether poverty in relationship. That's a mark of a lazy person. Laziness will always bring poverty. Jacob said, "You know how I have worked for you and how your livestock has fed under my care. The little you had before I came has increased greatly." That's blessings. You had little, and when I came with blessing, the little you had increased greatly. A life that operates under blessing starts with little, and the little will increase greatly. The life that does not operate under blessing will start with much, and the much will disappear and will become little. The little you had before I came has increased greatly. So Jacob will say, I am the reason why the little has increased. And that's the carrier of blessings. I am the reason. And the Lord has blessed you wherever I have been. If I go anywhere, the Lord will bless you. You change me to any part of wherever you send me, the Lord bless you because of me. Hallelujah. Because of me, Jacob will say, I carry God, I carry blessing, I carry the reason why God will bless whoever I link up with. I am the reason why you are blessed. He says, because of me, the Lord has blessed you. So we are saying, a life that operates under blessing, there is the evidence of increase. If you go to work somewhere, everybody will soon know that he brought in something. Actually, he brought in someone, God. And because he brought in God, God began to bless all, bless the organization, bless the business, bless the family. If you are married to someone who is blessed, your life will be blessed. Married to someone who is cursed, your life will know untold hardship. Blessings, the little you had before I came has greatly increased. Are you operating under blessings? Are you the one that in the organization, whatever you touch gets spoiled? They buy a new machine. If everybody goes near, everything is fine, but immediately you come, problems. Or you are the one that everybody is trusting and say, this is the person to whom we should entrust this machine, this vehicle, because the blessing of God is resting upon him. A life operating under blessings. A life operating under blessings. The little you had before I came has greatly increased, and the Lord God has blessed me, bless you wherever I have been. Carry blessings. Actually, the believer's bargaining power should not just be his ability to walk, should be the fact that he brings blessings. And for you to bring blessing, you have to bring God. So to go and be working in an organization and begin to compromise your relationship with God, you cannot compromise your relationship with God and carry God. Actually, if you start compromising your relationship with God in order to keep that job, it is very soon people will know that you have brought a curse. You become like Jonah, who troubles the rest in the ship, until the ship begin to sink because you are running away from God. Genesis chapter 26. Let's look at the father of Jacob. Genesis 26. Isaac. Verse 12. Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. To plant and get 100-fold, a multiplication by 100 is called blessing. He said, because the Lord blessed him. There are those who plant. If they plant 1,000 kilos, they may harvest 200 kilos. That's not the life of blessing. Isaac planted and he harvested 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. We are looking at the definition of blessings. You plant and you have 100-fold. There are those who start businesses, the business will disappear. The capital will disappear. Because something is missing. Actually, what is missing is the God factor called the blessing of God, the divine factor, the divine presence, something that can only be explained that it is God, it is God, it is God. The man became rich. We are talking about Isaac planting in the year of drought, in the year of famine, when there was no crop, no food around. And the Lord told him, stay in this land, stay here, and I will bless you. And he obeyed, because blessing always comes to those who are obedient. The man became rich. So blessing transformed a person into a rich person. And his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flock and herd and servant that the Philistine envied him. So much that people began to envy him. The man became rich and his wealth continued to grow and grow and grow. That's the life of blessings. In the life of blessing, there is growth, multiplication, multiplication. That's why we saw right from Genesis chapter 1. He said, the Lord blessed them and said, be fruitful. That's what is happening in the life of Isaac here. Be fruitful. Then increase in number. If you planted a church, the church will grow, will increase in number. If they handed 5 people to him to lead, very soon he will tell you, we have multiplied. We are now 20. We are now 100. That is fruitfulness. That is increase in number. Let's go to Joseph. We are looking at example of blessings as we understand what blessing is all about. Genesis chapter 39. The book of Genesis chapter 39. Looking at the life of Joseph. Hated by his brother and sold as a slave to Egypt. Verse 2 says, the Lord was with Joseph and he prospered. Hallelujah. The Lord was with Joseph and he prospered. The Lord was with Joseph. That's the secret. I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. The little you had has greatly increased, and God has blessed you wherever I have gone. The Lord was with Joseph and he prospered. If the Lord is with a person, the secret of prosperity is the Lord with you. The Lord was with Joseph and he prospered. The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Jacob. And as a result of that, the little Laban had before Jacob came greatly increased. And he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. You may be a slave, a houseboy, a house girl, a servant somewhere, a cleaner somewhere. All those do not matter. There is only one thing that matters, whether the Lord is with you. You can prosper in any job and you can prosper anywhere in any country if the evidence of God's presence, if it is true that the Lord is with you. Verse 3. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, How did his master see? The master saw the evidence of God's presence, and that was called blessings. So that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did. How come that for some people, whatever they start doing, they fail in it? The Lord gave him success in everything he did. The master saw the Lord was with him, and the Lord God gave him success in everything he did. The Lord gave him success in everything he did. Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and whatever Joseph did, he succeeded. Who will entrust in your care anything? Because he sees that the Lord is with you. So the presence of the Lord, the favor of God, the backing of God, the divine breakthrough, the evidence of God's success, the mighty hand of God falling a man, so that people begin to say, no, there is something that is not natural. Why don't you cultivate that living relationship with God if the reason for blessing is because the Lord is with you? The Lord is with you, and because of that, wherever you go, I am blessed. The Lord is with you, and because of that, God will bless the little to become much. Why don't you just deepen your relationship with God to have that ingredient in your life, called the presence of God, that leads to the blessings of God? Let's look at the sources of blessings. Where do blessings come from? How do people get blessed? Number one, blessings come from God. We already saw in the case of Adam that the Lord blessed them, and the Lord blessed them. Every human being created by God is blessed. And there's no human being that was not created by God. When God created man, God blessed man. Unfortunately, after a time, man opened himself to the enemy of blessing called sin and began to disobey God and then put loopholes all over the place so that there are leakages, so that the blessings of God that was resting upon his life begin to disappear. Man can block the blessing of God. So the first source of blessing is God. When God sees a man's life right, God will release his blessing upon that person. The second source of blessing is parental blessings. We want to insist on that because there are many people who joke in their relationship with their parents. The blessing that comes from God, that the proclamation of the parent upon a child's life, that leads to blessings. Genesis chapter 27, from verse 1 to 4. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death. Now, then, get your weapon, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like and bring it to me to eat so that I may give you my blessing before I die." Isaac was afraid that he can die without releasing the blessing upon this child. There are parental blessings. And the blessings of parents are released upon obedient children. If you are always bringing pain to your parents' heart, that's why you see Isaac telling Esau, go prepare the food the way I like. In other words, do something that I like. Please me. Anyone who set out to please the parent will be blessed by the parent. But a person who is always bringing pain to the person's parent's heart. So your parents are always sighing because of you. All the time, always sighing because of you. How will your parent even have time to think of blessing you when all the time they are sighing and sighing and sighing? Children who are always pleasing their parent are children who will be blessed again and again, again and again, again and again. Chapter 28, verse 1. So Isaac called for Jacob and blessed him. Isaac called for Jacob and blessed him. We are saying one of the sources of blessing is from parent, parental blessing, the proclamation of parent upon their children that will transform their children into children who will go very, very far. Children of height, children of distinction, children that will excel in life because they are parents who have equally ruined their children with their mouth. For blessing is proclamation intended to elevate someone. Genesis chapter 48. We're in Genesis chapter 48. From verse 15. Then he blessed Joseph and said, this is Jacob blessing Joseph. But you are going to see the blessings here. May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, the angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys. But here we are saying, the Lord bless Joseph. The blessing upon a person will release his children. May they be called by my name and the names of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and may they increase greatly upon the earth. That's what blessing is. Blessings pluck you into a relationship that will bring you promotion. Blessing will bring you to a point that you will increase greatly. Is that your life? Do you know the life of blessings? Go to chapter 49 again. We are just talking about Joseph. Chapter 49. Verse 22, we see Jacob blessing his grandchildren, the sons of Joseph. Joseph is a fruitful vine. That's what blessing is. Listen to the proclamation of Jacob upon Joseph. Joseph is a fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a wall. That's blessings. The declaration of who Joseph was as he saw him. Blessing can take a person to height. With bitterness, archers attacked him. They shot at him with hostility. That's talking about his brothers. But his bow remained steady. His strong arms stay limber because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, because of your father's God who helps you, because of the Almighty who blesses you. Irrespective of the jealousy, the attack that Joseph went through, he remained steady. He remained firm because of blessing. Trials upon a man that is blessed does not shake him. Your father's blessings are greater than the blessing of the ancient mountains. We are saying that blessing will come upon you because of your parent. Your parent can bless you. Your parent can equally block you. Your father's blessings are greater than the blessings of the ancient mountain. Than the bounty of the age old hills. Let all this rest on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers. Listen to the blessing of Jacob upon Joseph because of the life of Joseph. Attacked, he remained steady. He will not fight back. So parents, bless their children. So blessing comes from God, blessing comes from parent, and parent, it is the opening of the mouth and declaring certain things upon the life of a child. But the child qualifies. Parents don't just open their mouth and accidentally, because for a stubborn child, even if a parent opened their mouth to bless, God will block. The blessing will not rest upon the life of a stubborn, disobedient child, disrespectful child, a child that will not obey the parent. It is a child who pleases the parent. That because when the parent opens the mouth, God is listening to the proclamation and God is saying, Amen. It is actually God who transformed the word that the parent are declaring into reality. Blessing also comes from spiritual leaders. Blessing can come upon your life because of spiritual leaders. Let's open our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 33. We see Moses here blessing the tribes of Israel. We again are concentrating on Joseph because Joseph had the right relationship with his father. Joseph had a right relationship with God. Joseph received blessing from God. Joseph received blessing from his father. And Joseph is receiving here blessing from a spiritual leader. From verse 13, Deuteronomy chapter 33, from verse 13. About Joseph, he said, may the Lord bless his land. Hallelujah. With the precious dew from heaven above and with the deep waters that lie below, with the best the sun brings forth, and the finest the moon yields, with the choicest gift of the ancient mountains, and the fruitfulness of everlasting hills, with the best gift of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwell in the burning bush. That's God. Let all this rest on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers. That's exactly what his father called him, a prince among his brothers. In majesty, he is like the firstborn bull. His horns are like the horns of a wild ox. With them he will gold the nations, even those at the ends of the earth. Such are the 10,000 of Ephraim. Such are the 1,000 of Manasseh. Blessing that flow, not only to Joseph, but to Ephraim, to Manasseh. But listen here, for Ephraim, 10,000. Manasseh, 1,000. May the Lord bless his land. So a person can be blessed and the evidence will be on his land. With the precious dew, so that for others, there's never a rain falling where they plant their crop, but for others, each time they plant, the rain will come down and come down and come down. I would like you to study the blessing that came upon Joseph. God blessed him. Jacob blessed him. And here the spiritual leader is blessing him. Not only that, there is blessing that equally comes upon a person because of his own life. So Joseph, by the type of life that Joseph lived, blessing came upon him equally because of his life. In Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 6, we are saying that a person can be blessed by spiritual leaders. So that your relationship with spiritual leaders matter a lot. Because there are some people in every church, wherever they are, whether they are talking with, dealing with God, they are rebellious towards God. Dealing with spiritual leaders, they are rebellious towards spiritual leaders. Dealing with their parents, they are rebellious towards their parents. Then where shall your blessing come from? If all the sources of blessing is what you are having problem with, where shall your blessing come from? So you end up just struggling and struggling and struggling and living in the wilderness life, because you have violated all the principle of blessings. In Numbers chapter 6, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his son, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Israelites, say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. This is what blessing is all about. The Lord bless you. The Lord keeps you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious towards you. The Lord turn his face towards you. And the Lord gives you peace. So in everywhere, whether it is in marriage, whether it is at place of work, whether it is in the church, whether it is with your neighbor, you always know peace. The face of the Lord is turned towards you, and the face of God is shining upon you. That is a man who is blessed. But for some people, at work they have problem. In marriage they have problem. In the church they have problem. In their neighborhood they have problem. They enter a taxi, they have problem. They even drive a car on the road. Problem with police. Even when you have all your papers, all the time, their vehicles are passing. Nobody's breaking vehicle. It is only yours that they break. They always stop your vehicle. Blessing comes because of spiritual leaders. Actually, your relationship with leaders will determine whether they will bless you or not. Who will bless a rebellious person? A man's action equally will bring blessings upon his life. A man's action, your life will bring blessing upon you. Open your Bible to Psalms 1. The book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. When you keep company with the wicked, your life is blocked. But when you keep your distance from the wicked, you are blessed. Or who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the seat in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. That is blessings. He has separated himself from sin, separated himself from the mockers of God, and he devoted his time to the study of God's word. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, and it will yield its fruit in its season. And whatever you do, you will prosper. That's blessings. So the life of a man, we determine whether that man will be blessed or not. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, if you give yourself to obey God, you'll be blessed. Deuteronomy chapter 28, You can read the from verse 1 up to 14. We are just handling blessing. The last part talks about curses. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all he commands, all his command I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on the earth. That's what blessing is. The Lord your God will promote you and set you high above all nations upon planet earth. Depending on whether you obey God or not. If you obey, the Lord your God will set you high. All this blessing will come upon you and accompany you. If you obey the Lord your God, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. You don't need to go to another country before you are blessed. Whether you are in the city, whether in the country, wherever you are, you will be blessed because you obey. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. That's your children. Your crops. The crops of your land and the young of your livestock. The calves of your herd and the lambs of your flock. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Blessing and blessing and blessing because of your obedience. So the type of life you live, whether you are obedient to God, whether you are committed, devoted to his word, will determine whether you will be blessed or not. So we are saying that a person can be blessed by God, a person can be blessed by his parents, a person can be blessed by spiritual leaders, a person can be blessed because of the type of life he lives, a life of obedience and a life of devotion, a life that is committed to God. Committed to God's word. You can also be blessed by people because of who you are to them. Proverbs chapter 22. Your attitude to the poor, your attitude to the needy, your attitude to those who are going through difficult times, your attitude to the orphan, your attitude to the widows, your attitude to the unprivileged in the society equally determine whether you will be blessed or not. A generous man will himself be blessed. If you are generous, you will be blessed. For he shares his food with the poor. A person who is sharing his food with the poor will be blessed. Blessed by God, blessed by parents, blessed by leaders, blessed because of your action, and blessed by the needy of the society because of the type of life that you live towards them. And blessing does not mean that you may never go through problems. Blessing does not mean that you never go through problems. Because actually, some trials in your life are blessings in disguise. God uses them in order to build you up. So, to have problems, there may be problems for a purpose. James chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. After one of the manifestations that a man, the test you are going through is actually blessing, is that you are standing firm in it. And after you have gone through the trial, you receive a crown of life. What is the purpose of blessings? We have seen in the case of Abraham, he said, all nations on earth will be blessed through you. God blesses you in order that multitude may be blessed. We are blessed in order that the gospel may be taken to multitude. Lives may be touched because of us. In the book of 3 John, verse 2, the Apostle John equally shared what he was praying for one of the brethren. He said, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. I pray that you may prosper and be in good health." We are blessed in order that others may be blessed. We are blessed in order that things may be fine with us. We are blessed. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Let's look at verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. You are not just blessed for your sake. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. You are blessed, enriched, in order that you may be generous in all situations, at all times, and as a result of your generosity, thanksgiving, praise, worship may rise to God. So that those you are generous to, you have actually recruited them as people who thank God because of your generosity. Blessing in the final analysis has to do with God. We are blessed in order that we may bless God with the blessing God gave us. We are blessed to be a blessing to God. We are blessed so that multitude may be recruited to worship God, to thank God. We are blessed in order that life may be touched because of us. We are blessed so that the whole world may be blessed with the gospel. We are blessed so that people may look at us and say, "It is truly good to follow the Lord." May you do everything you can to obey God and to operate under the light of blessing. And may you become a person who has decided you will get the blessing that is yours from God, blessing that is yours from your parents, blessing that is yours from your spiritual leaders, blessing that is yours because of your life, blessing that is yours because of the needy around you. And may you use the blessings of God for the purpose for which God gave it. May you be blessed and blessed and blessed, and through you may multitude be blessed. God bless you.